They're going to decline the play or decline the penalty.
Or, like you said, be second down and 22.
And so they're going to take a third down and 12 for Cass City at the Laker 44-yard line. 7:05 left in the fourth quarter. Cass City 20, Lakers 18. San Cathrell trots back in from the sideline. Working left to right across your radio on the WLEW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, and Doug Cole with your broadcast. Week number 5 coverage from the Greater Thumb West. T4 formation. Big play here from the ball. Nick Crouch, his little trip dump, has to pass it. It's complete to Nick Perry. He has lead blockers, and he's brought down from behind after a 2-yard completion from San Cathrell by number 80, Jacob Kretschmer. The linebacker comes up from behind the play and makes the tackle as Nick Perry had two big bodies in front of him blocking for him. And now 4th and 11.
Wow, I like the play call.
As do I.
Because, you know, Lakers, is they're coming with everything they got to try and slow down the run. You dial up a screen pass to Nick Perry, and he catches it, and I'm with you, Clark. All I seen were Cass City blockers and not many Lakers players. But a credit there as they get by them blockers, make the tackle in the backfield for very little gain, and now Cass City going to have to punt it away here.
And they punt away, and it's blocked by Lakers. It's backwards at the 33-yard line, scooped up by the green and white, and brought down by the 27-yard line. Travis Deering with the block, and it is a very short field to work for the Lakers with 5:49 left.
I'm not positive who blocked it, but I'm pretty sure it was Travis Deering that recovered the block punt and returned it deeper into their territory. Wow, what a turn of events here as Cass City looking to pin Lakers deep and force them to go the entire length of the field in 5.5 minutes. Now all they have to do is go 28 yards in 5.5 minutes and take the lead here on the road in Cass City.
A huge turn of events, 5:49 left in the fourth. 20-18, Cass City leads. Lakers on offense, 1st and 10 from the 28 of Cass City. It's a handoff going through the right side. Not much going there, but enough for about a 2-yard gain out to the 26-yard line. Brought down by number 33, T.J. Moore. Second down, 8 to go for the Lakers from the Cass City 26. 5.5 to play in the fourth. Suddenly, Lakers has to go from a hurry up and stop them and try and score quickly to suddenly start to milk the clock as much as it's possible, hoping to score with about less than a minute to play. Man in motion, that's Hunter Seeley, gets the handoff on the jet sweep, trying lunging over defenders, and he is tripped up by Brady Warford at the 26-yard line for no gain on the play. Now Lakers facing a 3rd and 8.
Yeah, Hunter Seeley finally touching the football with a chance to get to the sideline, but Brady Warford, again, as the big man, getting to the sideline, getting to the sideline first and tripping up Seeley before he could turn on the jets. The Cass City defense here responding to adversity, 3rd down and 9, maybe 8 coming up now. Don't be surprised if Wisner goes back to airing it out here pretty quick.
They're rolling to his right and airs it out and is completed to Keegan Valentine on the screen. He has the 1st down, down to the 10-yard line to the 5 and dives forward to about the 3-yard line on the far sideline. A beautiful completion yet again from Brennan Wisner to Keegan Valentine in 3rd or 4th down, this time on a 3rd down. And now a 1st down and goal to go from the 5. Nick Perry is credited with that tackle.
Yeah, and if he doesn't make the tackle, Keegan Valentine scores yet again. And this the Cass City side, Cass City fan base is already quieted right down here. Loping their defense can make a big stop.
1st and goal from the 5. Man in motion, Brandon Wischlager to the right, and Brennan Wisner is going to keep it for himself and go right into the teeth of that defense and gets down to the 4-yard line with 4:10 remaining in the fourth, trailing by 2 points, 2nd down, goal to go from the 4.
Yeah, Brennan Wisner attacking the middle of the field. He is very slippery, kind of like we mentioned Hunter Seeley is. He's the type of guy that can kind of sneak a couple yards out when you don't expect it. But this is a situation where Lakers must score to take the lead. But they're to be a little greedy, you'd love to run another minute off the clock or so. So that makes it that much more difficult for Cass City.
It's a handoff to Hunter Seeley coming around the 5-yard line, and he's in for the score. Hunter Seeley breaks free of the first contact and dives into the nearest pylon of the end zone. Touchdown, Lakers, with 3:34 left in the fourth quarter. Lakers takes a four-point lead, trying to tack on a couple more points with a made two-point conversion with 3.5 to play in the fourth.
Hunter Seeley had one man to beat, and if you could have seen it, you'd have been very impressed. Unfortunately for Lucas Stern, he was on the receiving end of a Hunter Seeley shoulder, knocked him to the ground, and kept right on going into the end zone. A big play there now to take the lead for Lakers. I believe that's the first time tonight we've said that Lakers has the lead, and they're lining up to go for two.
Up to this point, Lakers has always had to play catch-up to tie it. Here they have a chance to go up by even more. It's a pass completion to Keegan Valentine on the far sideline at the one-yard line, and he runs in for the two-point conversion, and it is complete. It is Lakers 26, Cass City 20, with 3:34 left in the fourth quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak. I just wanna dance and feel good. Yeah.
.334 left in the fourth quarter. It's 26-20. Lakers with their first lead of the night. Comes at none other but a better time in the fourth. 26-20, two-point conversion is good to make it a six-point lead for the green and white.
Wow, these are the games we live for, Clark. When teams go down and score and take the lead, giving the home team a chance to take the lead and win the game themselves here at the end. Back and forth football. These are the best games. We've seen one last week, and we have a chance to see it again.
26-20. Lakers leading Cass City, 3:34 left in the fourth quarter. Deep back for Cass City are three different players. Number 10, that would be Brendan Hamilton. On the far side, almost looks like Lucas Stern. King Valentine with the kick. It's a high fly ball to second base. Comes in at the 20-yard line and brought in by number 5, Lucas Stern, across the 30 now to about the 33, where he's downed by a slew of white jerseys. And number 80 leading the charge, Jacob Kretschmer, on special teams. First and 10 for the Cass City Redhawks, trailing by 6 points. They have 3 minutes and 28 seconds to score, and they're at their own 33-yard line.
Well, not a lot to worry about here for Cass City. I know you're down at home with 3.5 minutes to go, but 3.5 minutes is a lot of time for you to run your normal offense. You have timeouts under, you know, that you can use, and you have some very talented running backs. And we've seen Sandrin Cathrell throw the football. He's 4 for 5 tonight.
It's a handoff to the right side to number TJ Moore, brought down by Cody Bronell at the 32-yard line, maybe the 33 for no gain. Second down, 10 to go for Cass City at their own 32-yard line.
Yeah, a run to the right-hand side. Cody Bronell slips his blocker and gets into the backfield and makes a stop for very little gain for Cass City, maybe even a loss on the play. Haven't seen Nick Perry run the ball in a while, Clark. It's about that time he gets a big run here.
Less than 3 to play. Cathrell rolling to his left to pass. It's a out, and it was incomplete. And pass was intended for number 3, Nick Perry, at the 40-yard line. Over threw him by about 2 yards. Falls incomplete. Clock stops with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. Now a third down, 10 to go from Cass City's own 32-yard line.
This is the worst situation you could be in for Cass City. Run it on first down, run some time off the clock, get no gain, and then throw it on second down for an incomplete pass. But not so much of the blame is on Santa Cathrell there, because he was under intense heat. Nick Perry was open, but Brandon Wulschlager bringing the pressure forced that quick throw, and it was overthrown just a little bit. Now Cathrell in the shotgun with 4 receivers, 3 of them to his left.
Cathrell rolling to his left, lets this one fly, and it's intercepted. Jacob Kretschmer for the Lakers has it at the 33-yard line. And Lakers back on offense with 2:43 left in the fourth quarter as the freshman quarterback with his first interception of the night.
Yeah, and it was just a hair underthrown. But again, when he scrambles to his left, he's got to set his feet and throw across his body. And he didn't quite get his feet